Yes, I will speak on. I am alone with a Jew who warms himself by the stove. Outside, everything sleeps. Nothing is heard save from time to time when the Jew's horse in the stables does shake his bell. I am thinking that man has broad shoulders and would defend himself well should any man attack him. I am thinking that he carries a girdle of gold and will follow the high road alone. I am thinking that I must go to the stables. I am feeling in the sleigh should he carry a pistol.
Nothing. Nothing. Then it must be Matthias.
It must be Matthias. I have re-entered the inn. The Jew does warm himself by the stove. He turns and looks at me. She has gray eyes. She speaks to me. He asks me how far it is to Mutzig, and I answer it is 4 leagues. I hand him his chain. He goes out.
He's gone.
Now, Matthias, the axe. The axe from behind the door, and follow him. I have followed him across the field. Here is the old bridge, and there below the frozen rivulet. Oh, how those dogs howl. How those dogs howl tonight at Daniel's farm. And old Fink's forge, how brightly it glows upon the hillock.
Kill a man?
You would kill a fellow creature. Oh, no,
Matthias, you will not do that. Heaven forbids it. Heaven forbids it. Ah, listen, you fool.
You will be rich. Your wife and children will no longer want for anything. It must be, Matthias, that you kill him. What dreadful silence. No one on the road. The moon shines out.
1 o'clock strikes.
Then the Jew must have already passed. Oh, thank God. Thank God for saving me from so terrible a crime.
Shh, what's that?
Bells. Bells upon the road, Matthias. Tis the Jew that comes this way. Now strike one blow.
At last, I have you.
Now quick, Matthias. Quick and carry him away.
No. On your back.
To the lime kiln with him. The lime kiln with him.
Now to burn all traces of your crime. Go into the fire, Jew. Go into the fire. Look. See those eyes. He glares at me. Look. Those eyes burn into my very soul and shriek aloud, Getty. Mercy.